It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Kluta.
I hope that something better comes along.
And that is the tune being sung by the Republican establishment in Southeast Michigan's 11th Congressional District. They've never been thrilled with their new congressman, Carrie Benevolio, but now...
To the surprise of no one...
No one.
Attorney businessman David Trott says he will challenge Benevolio in next year's Republican primary, and in this case, the challenger starts with the advantage.
Let's quickly review just how we got to this point. Last summer, we all watched in sort of horrific fascination as Congressman Thad McCotter imploded, booted from the ballot in a petition-faking scandal.
That left on the Republican ballot only surprise challenger Carrie Benevolio, an eccentric reindeer farmer, Santa Claus impersonator, former teacher, and Tea Partier. The Republican establishment tried to take him out with a write-in candidate.
And how'd that work out for them?
And Democrats thought the district might just be put off enough by Benevolio that they could pick up that seat. Well, not quite. The Inside Michigan Politics newsletter pegs this as a 55% Republican district.
So now Benevolio faces his first reelection campaign, and it is establishment versus establishment. And we've talked about this before. A candidate runs as an outsider against the establishment in Lansing or D.C.
But once you win, you're in. So it's tougher for Carrie Benevolio now to run against the Republican establishment, even though a pretty impressive array of well-known Wayne and Oakland County Republicans have already lined up with David Trott.
Right, but Benevolio had House Speaker John Boehner come to Michigan for a fundraiser recently. House Republican leader Eric Cantor hosted a Benevolio fundraiser in D.C.
Even so, Benevolio's fundraising has been, to put it charitably, anemic. Benevolio also hasn't really set himself up as quite the outsider, a thorn to the establishment, the way, say, Justin Amash over in Grand Rapids has.
But David Trott's not going to walk into the job either. He's a businessman with a large law practice and a considerable personal fortune, but part of that business is debt collection, foreclosures.
And that's not a warm, fuzzy narrative. Trott will be dogged, hammered, as someone who made his money off of misery, if not by Benevolio, then by Democrats. In fact, no matter who wins, Democrats still seem to think they may have a shot at the seat, or they might just make Republicans work harder and spend more than they would have to otherwise to defend the seat.
And that could get pricey. Detroit is the state's most expensive media market. One 30-second spot on network TV news costs about $2,000.
And money spent on a long shot in Metro Detroit can't be spent in northern Michigan's 1st Congressional District, or the 7th, where Democrats seem to harbor real hopes of a pickup. I would say, though, this is probably the most serious primary challenge facing an incumbent in Michigan's congressional delegation. We will see if that venerable Detroit Democrat John Conyers attracts a primary, as he has in recent cycles.
Also, it's starting to look like a primary might be developing for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination. Dr. Rob Steele ran against Congressman John Dingell in 2010. Now he's thinking about getting into the race to replace outgoing Senator Carl Levin.
Former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land is already running, but despite winning two statewide elections, she hasn't been able to shake concerns by Republican Party funders that she'd be a strong adversary to Congressman Gary Peters.
And we've talked about before how Tea Partiers are making plans to challenge Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly next year.
Mm-hmm, at a Republican convention. And now a Tea Party group is meeting this weekend in West Michigan to try and come up with candidates to run against Republicans who supported the Medicaid expansion. One of their goals is to find someone to primary, yes, I used it as a verb, Governor Rick Snyder. I don't think they expect to knock him out, but they do want to make him sweat. Take that, Republican establishment.
I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues.
Rick Kluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Smoking causes cancer. The system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune. And that's a concrete cofact.